Officially, the action is billed as the March for Real Climate Leadership. But the primary focus, says Danny Rosati, Executive Director of Sonoma County Conservation Action, is fracking.
Fracking puts our environment at greater risk from climate change. It pollutes our waterways and places wildlife at risk. When they create these fracking sites, they clear-cut kind of bare earth type thing, and you get all kinds of byproducts in terms of water discharge. Gas leaks out. They don't capture all of it. So it's releasing these highly polluting climate change-inducing gases into the atmosphere.
That's a big issue, and it's important, but not the only reason to participate, says Donna Warshaw, a lead volunteer with 350 Sonoma County.
The frightening part to me is injecting chemicals into the ground. All the studies have shown that there is no safe way to do this fracking and the other extreme extraction technologies. And then there's also the waste pits and the dirty proceedings going around the fracking sites. Nobody wants to live near where they're doing fracking, and there's good reason.
That's what makes this a social and economic justice issue, adds Marty Bennett, co-chair of North Bay Jobs with Justice, which is also sending a delegation to the march.
The march is about how low-income communities and communities of color disproportionately are burdened with the cost of development and extraction of oil and energy resources through fracking, particularly in the Central Valley.
Bennett suggests that advocates for an improved employment climate in California need to look beyond the fossil fuel industry.
It creates a relatively few good jobs, and I would say the costs far outweigh the benefits for labor and for working people. What we need to focus on is a transition to clean energy and ensure that as we make that transition, there are good jobs for people coming into the new clean energy sector.
The midday march on Saturday is being held in Oakland rather than Sacramento or even San Francisco for a very specific reason, notes Danny Rosati.
We're going to be going right past Governor Brown's house. We're bringing it right to his doorstep, letting him know that there are folks all over the state concerned about this issue. The legislature's had a couple bills the last two cycles, so we want to really elevate this issue for the governor.
Conservation Action and 350 Sonoma County are jointly coordinating transportation to the event, which Donna Warshaw says is boosting the local turnout.
Sonoma County has a great body of people that really care about the environment, so the people really just come pouring out. We filled two buses, and I wish now we had even had a third bus because we still have interest, and now all the bus seats are taken.
And if the predicted rains wash over the event, she says, that will not dampen their spirits.
I don't think so. I think it'll almost be like a celebration in the rain because we all know how much we need it, and I think everyone is so committed to being there and having their voices heard. I don't think it'll stop anyone from showing up.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.